Wallow it!
The Gulo sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
That's a swear word.
Thanks to Jagia.
Alright, welcome back to Wallow with Otto and JC.
Thanks to Jagia.
And joining us in the stew right now, the one and only Grape House.
Hey!
How are you guys doing? Thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thank you for inviting us. Why are you guys silent?
We're doing good.
Nice. But before we begin, we just want to say congratulations on the amazing show on Friday and the single release as well. It was amazing.
Thank you.
How did you guys feel after doing that show? Like, give us the rundown.
I was on a high for a whole day. I couldn't focus on anything. I was just thinking about the gig.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
She was texting me about it. She was like, I should be doing work right now, but like, I'm just thinking about this gig. And it's because everyone was so nice afterwards. Like, everyone was posting us. Everyone was like DMing us, telling us how good the song was. And it was just so heartwarming. Like, the community is so nice.
That's facts.
Yeah. So the main reason that you guys are here today is because obviously on that same day, you guys put out a single called Try Not to Hate It. So can you tell us a bit about the single
and what's it's about?
It's actually called Try to Hate It.
What did you say? I did not hear
it. Try to Hate It.
It's Try to Hate It.
Okay, sorry. Try to Hate It. You put out a single to Try to Hate It. Tell us about the single.
Yeah, we rehearsed this.
You rehearsed this?
Yeah, let's go.
The song is about being, like, breaking up with someone that you still love, like, very well, and that you see... I can't say the joke. Yeah. Yeah, it's about being in love with someone, super, super in love, but you can't have them anymore, and you just try to hate them even though you don't, and their sweater in their car.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a joke.
No, there was going to be something else.
It was not PG.
Can you tell us the joke, or is it an inside joke?
It was about missing their car.
Yeah.
Their car or another word that ends with C-K?
Yeah.
Right.
Their watch.
Yeah, their watch.
Yeah.
Watch. Oh, my God.
No.
That's a great visionary right there.
So which member of Grape House relates to the message of the song and the things that I'm being missed
I feel like that's an outing, Otto.
An outing?
Yeah.
What do you mean an outing?
Like? I'm not good.
This is an interview, JC. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. We're trying to find out like what the song's about.
Who is this song related to?
They didn't say who it's related to. We said like which member of Grape House
relates to it.
I think it's Selena.
Oh yeah. There was this guy that she was freaking in love with, and he had this throbbing memory.
Oh. Oh my god. This interview's already gotten out of hand. Like it hasn't even been 5 minutes.
Will we ever break that record though? The quickest like chaotic energy in the interview.
No, I think this may be it, you know.
Okay.
Although maybe
it's the new record.
It's because of these.
Yeah. The Jagias.
You're the only one that drank it.
This train wreck of an interview. Thanks to Jagia.
Thanks to Jagia.
So yeah, this throbbing memory of Alina's lover. Past lover. Tell us about it.
I've been single my whole life.
Oh.
We're lying.
Yeah, Jada's lying, bro. Oh.
Looks like we'll never know.
Yeah.
Dang.
I can tell the story of how I wrote it.
Okay.
It was an assignment for school, and basically the prompt was to have a refrain, and in the song, the refrain is, hate that it was mine, and then the rest of the song happens. But basically, I was just trying to tell a story, but I... since then have never had like an IRL boyfriend.
What? No,
when I wrote it, I had no dating experience. I'm not even kidding. Maybe this one guy on Minecraft. That was it.
a Minecraft. Which server was it?
Hypixel, Bed Wars.
Oh, shut up.
I was top 10 globally.
Whoa, that's goated though.
So the person you're trying to hate doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, I guess so.
She doesn't drive either.
Oh, wait, no, you do.
Now.
Yeah, she got her license. A couple months ago.
Yay! Yay!
What am I supposed to be asking? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, sonically, also the song like is like sort of a different direction. Like, you guys are a bit more, have like a very energetic, you know, set list. But this song's a bit more, you know, it's like got a bit of a swing to it and it's a bit more, you know, down tempo. You know, how did that sort of come about?
Oh, am I guess, coming from, I guess, like the music background and like the uni, I don't know. I got the demo.
Sorry.
And
thanks to Johnny.
Thanks to Johnny.
Yeah, I got the song demo. Another drummer had played it before for Jen's like performances, for the assignment itself, and my drumming was just building on that pretty much, and then just doing little edits to make it a bit more suitable for my drumming style.
Cool.
But it wasn't much different, and I can't pick Jen's brain apart, so I can't really tell you about what they were thinking when they were writing the like the rhythm of it.
Honestly, back then we had like our repertoire was literally everywhere, like in terms of the genre, and like we had really sad songs, we had really shoegazy songs, we had really pop rock, indie rock songs, and then we literally just played whatever we wanted to. And then I remember I played this song for like my final assignment, and it was so fun. I was like, guys, we should do this for the Ding Dong Band competition. And then we did it, and everyone loved it.
Mm.
Yeah. We still kind of have a lot of different types of songs still, which I really like. Being able to play a bunch of different styles and like writing new songs that are like exploring new different things is really fun as well. So yeah, we love that kind of like doing a lot of different things and that sort of energy.
Yeah. So are there like a lot of other songs that you guys wrote during that period that might be coming out at a certain point in the near or distant future?
Please say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to. Like any chance that we get.
Mm.
Yeah. We're like trying to get funding right now.
Oh yeah, because you guys take most of the boxes now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yes, yeah.
I think so. We're trying to get Pan-Asian funding.
I saw his name on the recommendations list. There is a recommendations list of who should do it coming up.
Really?
I'm in it too. So like you guys being on that, honestly, like you guys might have a higher chance.
Wait, that's so nice.
I didn't know that.
Guys, we're manifesting. Don't worry. We're going to get it.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Like a couple hours ago, we were like, well, I was like, maybe we shouldn't do it. Like, I'm just like, I was lazy to do the budget change.
Oh, I thought it would be my fault.
Wait, so who actually did the budgeting?
Me and Alina were trying to figure it out, and then we had no idea what to do. So we were, shout out to Adiki from Backshots.
Yes.
We freaking love him. He's like our godfather. He was telling us like tips and stuff.
Mm. Honestly, I'm going to shout this out to Adiki too. He was also my first guy to help me with that Pan-Asian funding.
He was your first guy? Sorry.
You need to calm. My husband needs to calm down for a second.
It's the Juggy app.
It's the
shout out to Juggy.
But sorry, let's lock in. Look at me, lock in. Okay. But yeah, no. So Adiki honestly was that guy for me too that helped me with that Pan-Asian stuff. So I'm happy that you guys are doing it too, because honestly, we want to hear more of Grape House's music.
That's facts.
Grape House music, as what Dub had said in the hallway.
Shout out to Dub.
Yeah. But reeling it back in, can you guys name one highlight from that one night of the single release party from each of you guys?
There's so many.
My
I have like I have good. One.
Okay, on, okay, okay, let's hear it.
I literally I'm still gagged at how you and you and Julia, May and Julia, for those who didn't know, just randomly just like, shall we kiss? Yeah.
That was planned, but then I couldn't commit to it. And
yeah, yeah. I was like, I looked at you, because I was just, okay, before the show, I was just like moving and demonstrating how I was doing, reenacting what I was doing in the night. I was trying to get closer to like what's been happening in the stage, and I just see you like moving back. I'm like, that's your best friend. Like, isn't it like normal? I don't know if it's normal, but like...
Well, it's scary how normal it is. But then also my dad was in the crowd. So then I was like, oh, it kicked in what was going to happen.
But your dad, okay. Did your dad say it was okay?
He like laughed.
Yeah. Just so her whole family was there.
Yeah, my entire family was there. God. But they like saw the previous show, except my dad. So my mom and like my family, like they know what was gonna happen, except my dad. So he just had the shock of his life.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that your dad had that eye-opening gaggy moment.
Yeah.
Gaggy.
Yeah.
Was he gagged though?
Yeah, actually, I don't. He didn't speak to me about it. He just told my mom.
Was he awkward?
He was just like, you know that part of the show that could probably be taken out? And I was like, yeah. Well, like in my brain. Because he didn't tell me directly.
Oh, yeah. It's that Filipino eyesight, though.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so that's your moment too, right? Then.
Well, my other moment is that I'm really lucky that most of the people that opened are like really close friends of mine. And that's always been a highlight. Because it just makes the night more, I don't know, it's just like another memory to add.
Mm.
And then doing it with people that you care and love also adds to it. And then it was also singing What Makes You Beautiful. I love singing. Yeah. Yeah, that's my highlight.
Jen, what about your highlight?
My highlight was when Backshall started playing Thinking Way Too
Hard.
Oh, yeah! That was so funny. Me and Alito were like standing there, we were like, because I think it was Z and someone else that was like part of that circle, they like look back at us and then they like were filming us and then we were just like, yeah, they sound so good. But then a Ding started singing Thinking Way Too Much and we were like, what the frick? And then we started freaking out. It was so fun.
That was so funny.
I actually couldn't understand what they were saying at first. And then they were just screaming, and then it clocked, and then I started screaming, like, lately.
Z was screaming, and then I was like, why is she screaming? And then I listened, and I was like, yo!
I was right next to you guys when that was happening. May, your hair was in my face when that was happening, when you were jumping up and down. And I was just like, I'm so happy! Hair is in my face.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you the one pushing us back into the mosh?
Oh my god! Drinking.
Silence.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Just because, like, again, Ding Dong Lounge is made for moshing, just to be a reminder out there for those who do plan to go to Ding Dong Lounge in the near future. It is a moshing environment, so if you guys are just siding around, nah, we're moshing. We're pushing you for a mosh.
I think that's my next goal, is to get the crowd to mosh to our songs, but I think our songs are too, like, soft to mosh to sometimes.
No!
It's a fun mosh, you know? Yeah. It's like, people aren't beating each other up, but you know, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was a bit of aggressive no right there, but yes, I agree with Otto. It's because, like, I have moshed to your songs before. I don't know if that's a biased thing, but I think it is possible. Do you guys think it's possible?
Dude, Drain Thinking Way Too Much, that was like the cutest thing I ever seen. Like, the entire crowd was like jumping together. It was so cute. It was actually so cute. I wouldn't call that a mosh, but like, you know, we're close. We're close.
That's facts.
Mm. I also want to say you guys had the best entrance of like...
Guys, May wrote the intro beat.
Yeah. We should play it.
It was so good.
Bro, I have a video. I'm going to clip this later, but I have a video for it. 6-7.
Yes.
Bro, I was like gagged because like I was hearing the countdown because I know that countdown very well. Yeah. And then I'm like, Six, seven, oh shit. Cause, okay, yeah, like I love that intro, but I'm never gonna ever understand what that actually means. And please don't tell me what that means.
Yeah, no one does.
Okay, I'm glad. But okay, we're gonna lock back in. So.
I had this question.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really, like, it's kind of a bullshit question, but it was kind of fire when I wrote it. Why should people try not to hate, try to hate it?
Oh, that's fire. Yeah. That's... Do you want to answer this one?
I don't know.
It's the Jagia. Yeah. I'm like not thinking.
Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, sorry. Can you repeat the question?
The question was, how can you try not to hate it?
Why should people try not to hate it? Try to hate it.
Oh.
Because Jennifer sounds crazy at the end. It's 5 minutes long, but like the end, you gotta listen to it.
Oh yeah, that was the first time I've like ever built it that high. Cause when I wrote that song and like started performing it, that was when I first started getting vocal lessons. And then that's when I realized I can sing that high.
Mm.
But I built it better live, so you should come watch us live.
Yeah.
Did that strain you?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It's like,
because it didn't look like you were straining at the mic. And when I watch artists on stage, I'm like a hawk. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's doing it.
Oh my gosh, she's doing it.
Yeah. But okay, wait. Do you have another question, Otto?
Nothing from me. What about from you?
I was low-key going to go back to Julie again because, again, we love Julie in this house.
Did you all get squirted on?
Yeah, I was like right in front and center. No. So I got all the squirt juice.
Ooh. Split a man.
Yeah, Splinterman got squirted off.
Bro. It was all over his face.
He said bye to me at the end of the night. It was just everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Are you talking about Andreas?
Yes.
Oh.
Splinterman.
We love Andreas in this house. Bro, like, for those who don't know who Andreas is, you need to get on that train because he's a really great cinematographer. Filmed your guys' set like multiple times. I'm getting serious again just to like bring it back a little bit, but like again, this guy's really talented if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
But just to kind of wrap things up a little bit now with your guys' music, like, do you think you guys are gonna be dropping an EP or and a full length album? Because I know each and one of you guys have your own like songs individually. I know that, but like I wanna know when you guys are gonna like develop that into an album.
I really do want to do an EP, even if it's just like a demo quality one that we just surprise release. Just being able to like have songs out there for others to listen to, and be just to listen to it ourselves would be really fun. Just because even like before practices, I'll just play our like SoundCloud like private demos and the singles that we've released so far on the way to practice so that I can get back into that like groove and being able to listen to it is just like so like mind-blowing, like gosh, we've made this. So yeah,
I'm low-key looking forward to the album where, like, let's say Zombies Used to Be Human or, like, My Universe are all in this one, like, album. I don't know if that's going to be...
Oh, yeah, the Grape House Universe.
The Grape House
Universe.
What? Anything else to add? Oh, wait, what were you going to say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
It was a
fill of
wood.
Oh.
What were you guys going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, like, I think I'd love to. I mean... After the release, everyone like that came up to me was like, you need to release this song. And I was like, guys, you like last month you were telling us to release Try to Hate It, and now it's here, and now you're asking us to release more stuff.
They want more.
Yeah, they want more. And I was like, my heart is so full. And now I'm like, fuck, how, like, now we have to do it.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Exactly.
All facts.
Yeah.
You guys are being challenged.
That's true.
By your own family and fans, bro. Like, even coming from me, like, you guys definitely... I'm really like looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that being said, thank you guys so much for coming up.
Thank you.
To here, because we love having you guys here. And now being said, shall we play the new track?
We shall. This is Try to Hate It. by Grape House.
Try not to hate it.
Try not to hate it. Try to hate it. No.